Part four of our discussion of fundamentals of communication is devoted to understanding the idea of the sign, S-I-G-N. We've noted that signs are fundamental to communication because they are essential elements of both of the processes without which communication would not take place. Encoding and decoding both depend on signs. Encoders try to take their ideas and put them into signs that they hope others will understand as standing for something. And on the other hand, a receiver decodes something that they're taking as a sign as standing for something else. And so signs are extremely important to our understanding of how communication takes place. And in that explanation, we should note that one thing which is always relevant, always essential to the sign, is the idea of the mind of a user. We say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but a sign exists in the mind of a user, either a source who encodes a sign or a receiver who decodes a sign. Without their sense that one thing stands for another thing, we do not have a sign and we don't have communication. And so we can talk then about kind of three elements of the sign, three parts that always exist. The sort of empirical, observable, material thing of the sign itself, that is, a sound or a feeling or something we see, for example, what it refers to, which is sometimes called the referent, what it stands for, in other words, and the mind of the user. So we can talk about this using different language. For example, some people say the reference and the referent. That is, there is, like in a term paper, for example, you might have a reference at the end of your paper which refers to an article or a book, which is the referent. A reference refers to a referent is a different way of saying a sign stands for something else. Or sometimes the language of signifier and signified is used. That is, a signifier signifies a signified. The thing that is signified is the thing that is stood for, whereas the signifier is the stand-in for that thing. In any case, we have the idea of one thing standing for another thing, a reference, for example, standing for a referent, a signifier standing for a signified, and all that existing in the mind of the beholder. We want to say, of course, that the way that one thing stands for another thing varies, and we can talk about two fundamentally different ways that things stand for other things. We can talk, for example, about signals and symbols. Signals and symbols. We use the word signal to refer to a literal and material kind of standing for. An example that's sometimes given of this is a footprint on the beach. If you walk along the beach and encounter a footprint in the sand, you probably interpret that as a literal material indicator that someone has been there before you, as indicating their really, truly concrete presence there. On the other hand, in a symbol, we have a relationship between the sign and what the sign stands for as being more arbitrary and abstract and hypothetical. And so, for example, just now I used the phrase footprint in the sand. But you know and I know that doesn't refer to a literal material residue of someone having been there before us. It is just a hypothetical way of being able to talk about that subject. One other thing that I should say that is extremely important to our understanding of the power of communication is that we humans have developed in a way that gives strong primacy to signals. That is, we tend to see signs more as being literal and material, as being signals, rather than we tend to see them as symbols. It is only with a little bit of work that our brain gets the idea of there being symbols. And so we sometimes confuse the symbolic and think that a symbol is actually a signal. Example, of course, of this being a placebo, in which we interpret that symbolic medicine as if it were the real thing.